Unit 5. Classifiers or measure words. A distinguishing feature of modern Chinese is its use of classifiers, also known as measure words. In classical Chinese, they were largely absent. In modern Chinese, however, when describing quantity, you need not only the appropriate nouns and numerals, but also the corresponding classifiers. For example, to say a book, you say
一本书.
Two people is
两个人.
The choice of measure word is usually determined by the nature of the item in question. You've encountered the measure word
个
during this course. This is perhaps the most versatile classifier. It can be used as a somewhat generic measure word with a wide variety of countable nouns, especially in colloquial Chinese. In formal Chinese, however, more specific classifiers are preferred. For instance, when speaking informally, you could say
一个人,
a person, or one person,
一个饭店,
a restaurant,
一个银行,
a bank. Most measure words, however, are much more restrictive and can be used only with specific nouns or categories of nouns. Below are some common measure words. Their tones are indicated as follows. 1 equals high-level tone. 2 equals rising tone. 3 equals falling, rising tone. 4 equals falling tone.
喂,
falling tone. This measure word is used to refer to people. It's more polite than
个.
Therefore, to show respect to a friend, you say
一位朋友,
rather than
一个朋友.
The original meaning of the word
位
is seat. By implication, it means the person occupying the seat of honor.
张,
high-level tone, is used to refer to objects with wide, flat surfaces, such as sofas, desks, or beds.
一张沙发,
a sofa.
两张桌子,
two desks.
三张床,
three beds. The original meaning of the word is to stretch.
把,
falling, rising tone, refers to objects that you can get a grip on, for instance, chairs.
两把椅子,
two chairs. Its original meaning is handle.
头,
rising tone, applies to things that have heads like animals.
一头牛,
an ox, a bull, or a cow, or
一头猪,
a pig.
本,
falling, rising tone, is used primarily to refer to books.
五本书,
five books.
家,
high-level tone. The original meaning of the word is home. As a measure word, it is used with the names for institutions and establishments closely associated with the physical structures that house them, such as banks, restaurants, or libraries. Chinese has well over 150 measure words. Of these, at least 100 are relatively common, and dozens are used in daily conversation.